Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode.
Hello and welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais method. Today's class is 30 minutes of supine hip stretches and a restful shavasana. It's a great class to do as a recovery after a run, a long bike ride or hike, or an afternoon of gardening. All you will need is a wall space and your mat. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please subscribe, rate, and review, or reach out to me directly. Sabina says, I just did my first class listening along with this podcast. I'm so grateful to have an audio option as I'm quite burned out on video yoga at this point in the pandemic. Sarah's cues are clear and helpful. I felt both challenged and relaxed in the right ways. Class will begin after a quick note from today's sponsor as I aim to bring you these classes free of charge. People have been asking me for all kinds of tips and tricks on how to take care of their bodies and minds, and while there's never a one-size-fits-all approach, something I do almost every evening is take an Epsom salt bath. Pure Spectrum has an Epsom salt lavender bath soak that is infused with CBD. This is the perfect way to unwind after a stressful day or a tough workout. I found these bath salts to be extra relaxing for my body, and it makes my sleep that much more restful. One of my favorite things to do is to take a bath with these salts and then lay on the floor and do a restorative yoga practice or a Feldenkrais lesson. You can check out my affiliate link and use code SarahBYoga to get 15% off any Pure Spectrum product today.
Hey, welcome. We're going to do some stuff at the wall at the very beginning. So let's just do a little as normal prop organization and then actually show you how you'll need a wall space because you might have different options for where you're at. And we'll do a little bit there at the beginning, and then that will be the only thing we do at the wall. Let me just show you here what we're going to do at the wall. So to begin with, it'll be a little bit like you're trying to go to legs up the wall, but you don't need to have your pelvis that close to the wall. So you'll be on your back and knees are bent and your feet will be at the wall. So exactly how close you are to the wall, you can get a little bit more specific once we're into some things, but this is how we're going to start. So if you feel like you don't have a good place for that, you can improvise and put your feet on a piece of furniture, bed, couch. Ideally the soles of the feet are at something that's like a wall. So take a moment to find that for yourself. Yeah. And if you can get a little closer to the wall with your pelvis, in such a way that then the knees will be not right over your hips, but a little bit closer to your chest, you know, you need to just kind of wiggle your way there, then go ahead and do that. And you're going to stand your feet on the wall so that your feet are about hips distance. Now, it should take a minimal amount of effort to have the legs here. So as much as you can, try to soften in the hip creases. Feel your femur bones sinking towards the hip joint. And just let your arms be somewhat wide alongside the body, but give yourself a little bit of space between your arms and your torso. Take a moment to feel the length of your spine, the way that your back begins to rest. Feeling a sense of ease in your jaw, inside of your mouth. Of course, closing the eyes if you'd like to. Slowly, without any kind of force, begin to deepen your breath, let your breath and breath movement move low into the belly, into the low back. And then with your feet at the wall, give just a little push into the wall in order to curl your tail up off the floor. Just a very slight movement, curling the tail, and the base of the pelvis will also curl a little away from the floor, and then bring that back down. So it's quite small. Do it a couple of times using your feet, pushing a little into the wall, feeling the tail curl and lowering down, so that each time you lift your tailbone, you feel a little bit of lower belly engagement, as if you're rolling your pubic bone towards your navel. Noticing the ability or not to articulate at the very base of the spine. So you can notice, does it feel like you pick up the whole pelvis, or can you really just lift the lower part of the pelvis? Great. Okay. Now let that rest. Bring your hands to the tops of your shins, so near the knee. And let your feet slide down the wall a little bit. And it's possible that for some of you, your feet will come away from the wall for a moment as you just hug your knees towards your chest. So soften your hip creases. Let any work in the crease of the hip release as you deeply fold there. Great. And then bringing your feet back to the wall, maybe your feet are a little bit lower on the wall now, and whatever amount of space you have for this, because I know we're all using a different kind of space, heel toe your feet wider. So it'll be kind of like if we were not quite happy baby pose, right? Because our hands would be holding our feet. But if we were in a squat, a wide squat, in the more normal orientation with gravity that we would do a squat, but we have the floor here to help us feel a long spine, keep the shoulders open, and then you could just push a little bit into the wall with your feet to help widen the knees. So you can take your legs to the width that where you just start to feel the edge. You're just starting to challenge the stretch. And then at that point, begin to activate a little bit. Push the feet into the wall. Feel the knees move wide. Again, take the breath nice and low in the deep low belly. And just let the shoulders soften. Let the upper back relax. Let the floor do the work of keeping your spine long right now. Good. Slowly heel toe the feet back towards each other. Bring them all the way towards each other so the inner edges of the legs, ankles, feet touch. And take your arms out to the side all the way if you have space for that. If you don't have space for that, you can do a cactus arm modification. Let your feet slide along the wall over to the left until the outside edge of your left foot finds the floor. So just coming into a gentle twist here. But you can keep the feet at the wall. And again, I know you might be being creative with your space here for a moment. If your feet can push a little bit into the wall to help move the ribs, especially your left ribs, turn the ribs to the left. Excuse me, to the right. Y'all are turning the upper body to the right. So pushing the feet a little bit into the floor and see how that can help you access the rotation in the upper body. Great. So keep the feet feeling the wall. Slide the feet back up the wall until you're back in the middle. Keep the inner legs, inner knees, inner ankles together. And start to slide the feet on the wall to the right until the outside edge of the right foot meets the floor, but the soles of the feet still can push into the wall. And, you know, if you have a baseboard or something like that, you don't have to bring the feet all the way to the floor. Again, you're using the wall here as a creative tool to be able to access this push or a pressure into the wall as we have this lovely, you know, lovely orientation with gravity where we can just really relax the back into the floor. And so as you do push the feet, feel the upper body twisting to the left. And find a fullness around the waist and low back as you breathe in. Great. Exhale, slide your feet back up the wall. Okay. So for this next one, you might need to shift your pelvis a little bit away from the wall. This will be the last thing we do at the wall. So we're going to come into a figure four shape. So first, what I'll have you do is take your feet so they're hips distance again. And then see if you can bring your right ankle to the left thigh. And if you can't do that without really lifting your pelvis, then you'll want to move your pelvis a little bit away from the wall. The great thing about doing this stretch at the wall is that we can get a really deep stretch without using our arms at all. So the closer the pelvis is to the wall, the deeper the stretch will be. But again, you don't want your pelvis to be all the way lifted off of the floor. Yeah, great. That looks great. So flex the right ankle strongly. And so your right leg is, it's really being held in place by your leg and your left leg and the floor. But see if you can start to bring your attention, kind of swirl the attention into the right hip. And from the right hip, open that right knee a little bit more, keeping your hands, your arms totally passive. Great. Feeling your left foot firm on the wall. Keep your left foot firm on the wall and just take your left knee, tilt your left knee a couple inches to the left. And so the whole leg structure, your pelvis, is just going to shift a little bit to the left. As you do that, keep widening your right knee to the right. If at any moment you feel your back, the muscles along your spine start to and try to get a little defensive, then maybe you've gone too far. Or if the shoulders or the neck or jaw want to start to help out, good. Slowly bring the legs back to the middle. Go ahead and lift your tail, lift your pelvis a little bit to slip that right foot back to the wall. And just pause for a moment with your pelvis back on the floor, your two feet standing at the wall about hips distance. Take a breath. And then bringing your left ankle in front of the right thigh, and use your hands if you need to, and shimmy yourself, wiggle yourself a little towards or away from the wall as you need to. Once you've found that good position with the legs, just settle in. The eyes can close, the arms, the shoulders, the upper back, extremely passive as can be. Now, there's likely an awareness of the stretch sensation through the outer hip, the outer hamstring area. Can you also bring just a little activation into the left hip joint and slightly engaging the external rotators to help widen the left knee to the left? Good. So now the left knee is still trying to move to the left. It's like there's a string on that left knee and somebody's over on the left side of your room and they're trying to pull that left knee to the left, but you'll let your right knee start to tip a little to the right. That's just going to take your whole pelvis and tip the pelvis a little bit to the right. But again, you can imagine that somebody's gently pulling that string that's on your left knee and trying to reach the left knee wide to the left. The breath stays very full around the waist, belly, low back. Great. Slowly bring the legs back to the middle. Stand your left foot back to the wall. Bring your hands to the tops of your shins again. Release your feet from the wall. Hug the knees in. Okay, go ahead and roll to your side. Shift to the middle of the room if you did, and bring your mat to the wall. And just set yourself back onto your back. Do you have that strap, that big loop strap? Have that handy. And we'll come to the floor again. Okay, so we're not quite done with the hips there. We're going to do a number of things for the hips and the legs today. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and lengthen your legs long? Some of you did that spontaneously, but because there's that crease flexion in the hips, just pause for a moment and take a couple of really full breaths as if you have long lungs, like long tubes that would move all the way towards your legs, down the legs. Good. And take your arms out to the side, out to a wide shape. And bend the knees and stand the feet again. And cross your right ankle onto the left thigh. So that similar figure four shape. Keep your left foot standing. And just lift your pelvis up. Just hover the pelvis and shift your pelvis over to the right a tiny bit. And then bring the pelvis back down. Okay, from here, you're going to keep your right ankle on your left thigh. Roll yourself to the left. Okay, so your right foot, sole of your right foot, will be standing on the floor. Now, once you're on the left side, some of you can bring your legs a little closer towards your torso. Some of you can take your right hand and hold your right ankle and bring your right heel closer to your left hip crease. So this is a familiar pose for all of you. Firm that right foot into the floor. As you push the right foot into the floor, gather your attention into your hip, into the joint, and try to widen that right knee or move the right knee away from the chest. Keep that and start to roll your upper back and the back of the head to the right, so back towards the floor, and take your right arm overhead alongside the ear. Right palm faces the ceiling. You can use your left hand however you want to. Sometimes the left hand can be helpful to hold the right ankle, kind of help hold that foot in place. The left hand could also help move the right knee, right? Help to create some of that external rotation. You don't want to force that, but any way that the left hand can feel supportive to create stability in the leg shape. Go for it. Great. Now, that very deep low belly area, like below your belly button, could you feel that area spinning to the right? So imagine a constant movement shifting to the right, like a wheel that's going from your left hip over to your right hip around your back, and it sort of just keeps spinning to the right. Good. Anybody that tends to arch more, or if it's a habit to do more extension, arching in the back, check in on that here. Maybe you can take a little bit of extra breath expansion into your lower ribs. We did all that lower rib awareness last week. So think about the lowest ribs on your back. And just fill them out a little bit with your breath. Great. Okay, you start to roll a little bit to the left side just to uncross that right foot. So you can just kind of stack your right leg over your left and then bring yourself back onto your back. Shift your pelvis to the middle. Let both legs lengthen again. Pause. Take one of those long or deep breaths as if the lungs are very long tubes. Great. And then bend your knees again. Stand your feet. Okay. Left ankle in front of right thigh. Press your right foot into the floor. Lift your pelvis. Shift your pelvis up and over to the left, inch or so, and then bring it back down. And then pick up your right foot, start to roll to the right, standing your left foot. So we can take a little time here on our right side just to get situated. So your left hand can help move your legs. You can move that whole leg structure closer to your chest. You can move your left foot closer to your right hip crease. And, you know, once you've set that foot, you've kind of locked your left leg in place, and then we do all these other details around it. And not that you can't move it again, but you know, you're choosing a place here. Have a really good surface contact with that left foot. So it's like you're standing on the left foot, very firm, push into the floor. Widen the outer left hip, the left hip crease to the left, and start to rotate the upper body, bringing the upper back, back of the head to the floor. And then once you've done that, did you lose contact left foot to the floor a little bit? So find it again. And see if it can be a continual isometric push into the floor. The left arm can bring it overhead, palm faces up. Great. Staying easy through the base of the throat, inside the mouth. Imagine the lower belly, lower than your navel, from navel to pubic bone, that area spinning to the left. So it's a constant movement. And it wraps all around from the right hip in the front over to the left hip. And then that spinning wraps around the back of your pelvis, your low back, and it comes right back around to the front. So it's like a spinning wheel. Good. Keep filling the lower ribs with your breaths. One more full breath in. And then gently start to fold everything. Release your left foot from the floor. Bring the left leg on top of the right leg. Come onto your back. Shift your pelvis so it feels like it's in the middle. And again, just let your legs lengthen. Put your hands on the front, right where the hip joints are. And just give a little pressure down. You know, if we had sandbags or something like that, this would be a perfect class where you could put a sandbag like right there on the top of each thigh near the hip joint. But just give a little pressure. Maybe you have an extra blanket lying around. You want to just put that over this area. So have a little grounding there. But your hands can just do that as well, just to bring some awareness to that. And then eventually you can let the hands go, let the arms come down alongside the body. And here at the beginning of Shavasana, you may even have a gentle intention, something such as, I receive this time of rest. Allowing the brain to slow down a little bit. Sensing all around the brain, the forehead, the top of the head, the sides of the head, the back of the head. And within those bony structures of the skull, the brain, just this sense that the brain could soften a little bit. Feeling the base of the skull. A sense of width at the base of the skull and the top of the neck. All the information you receive can start to come from the sensations of the body. Thank you. breath in, ribs, belly expanding. And then a big exhale, almost like a sigh, like the whole body sighing, sinking. Sense your fingers, your toes, the ease of your palms. When you're ready, if you're ready, you can start to find some movement and make your way to your side. And come on up to sit. Bringing the palms together. May you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. And may you care for yourself with joy. Take a breath in. Exhale. Namaste.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can. Give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.